US greater than what is caution fatigue, and could it be the cause of the new clusters in Malaysia? World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz What is caution fatigue, and could it be the cause of the new clusters in Malaysia? News. Majin man who slashed stray dog to death fined RM7,000 for animal cruelty. Gov may make the wearing of face masks compulsory, decision to be announced soon. Here's why it's dangerous for you to go to the drive-in cinema if you're feeling tired or unwell. This uncle is selling two trays of eggs for RM17 with his son in Gombak to cope after MCO. What is caution fatigue, and could it be the cause of the new clusters in Malaysia? Current Affairs Social Stories Society. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. People Features Lifestyle. Study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? A wizard. Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Malaysia, and you don't even need to be a student. These Doraemon-inspired Nike SB Dunk High will soon be hitting stores. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent GLAP apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The COVID-19 outbreak has been around for more than 7 months, with the first case detected in Wuhan, China in December 2019 before it spread all across the globe. Countries went into lockdowns for months on end and people were told to adhere to strict rules like washing hands and wearing a mask. While these practices have become a good habit for many, there are some who may feel like they've had enough of all these restrictions and just want things to go back to normal. This affects the way they behave in public and the precautions they take to maintain social distance from others. Caution fatigue. When this happens, people are said to have caution fatigue. A term used to describe those who show low motivation or energy to comply with safety guidelines, according to Jacqueline Gola, a professor from the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. It's reflected when we become impatient with warnings, or we don't believe the warnings to be real or relevant, or we de-emphasize the actual risk, she added. And in doing that, we then bend rules or stop safety behaviors like washing hands, wearing masks and social distancing. According to a report by CNN, caution fatigue happens not just in the context of COVID-19 but in everyday life as well, like when you ignore an alarm because you've heard it before. This mental state happens for a few reasons, including chronic stress, decreased sensitivity to warnings and the inability to process new information with others. What does this mean for Malaysians? With new clusters being detected every day, we need to start thinking, do Malaysians have caution fatigue? Head into any mall and you will see the crowds of people everywhere with minimal social distancing at restaurants and dozens of people without masks on. This needs to be addressed as it could lead to complacency, which negates all the efforts that the country has put in place to curb the contagion, says Alliance for Safe Community Chairman, Tan Sri Lee Lam Thai. In a report by The Star, Lee urged Malaysians to continue to be vigilant. While we are proud that many people are wearing face masks in public places, there are still many who are not doing so in crowded places where there is the possibility of the spread of the disease, he said in a statement. He added that some people would pull their face masks down to their chin, which should not be the case as your neck is exposed to the air. Instead, our health director general has advised Malaysians to take their masks off completely. Everyone has the responsibility to ensure that there is no COVID-19 resurgence as has happened in some countries, Lee said, adding that self-discipline, self-control and self-enforcement needs to be practiced. We are all frontliners. And now that most of the sectors in the country have been reopened, it is up to us, ordinary folk, to keep the virus at bay. We are the frontliners, and we are the ones responsible for the future of this nation. Doctors, nurses and other medical workers were the original frontliners who have done a superb job in flattening the curve, Lee said. While they continue to bear the main responsibility of keeping us safe, it is now up to the rest of us to do the work as the new frontliners. We cannot rule out the risk or possibility of a COVID-19 resurgence if we let our guard down and are complacent. We have done well since the outbreak and our efforts in flattening the curve have been recognized. We are on the road to recovery, so we must do everything possible to ensure our efforts will not be in vain. The outbreak in Malaysia is far from over and we must not let our guard down. It is up to us to keep the rate of infection as low as possible, but we can only do it if we all work together. Do we really want another lockdown? Also read, breaking, PM Mahidin to make live announcement today at 4 PM. Source, Penang Kini Source, Malaysia Kini Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.